This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine Toe. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Sam Dewhurst is our guest today. She's a branding consultant who's worked with Salvation Army, Hillsong and Habitat for Humanity. Hi, Sam. You're here to talk with us about ethical branding.
Yes,
you are.
Hi.
Now, before we put the two words together, can you tell us what a brand is to start off with?
Well, I mean, a lot of people would skin a brand in a lot of different ways. You can look at it basically through the frame of identity and image. People who can watch shows like The Gruen Transfer on the ABC would have a great idea of the land of advertising and spin and brand building. But to me, brand actually goes a lot deeper than that. It goes into a corporation's essence. It goes into the values and the culture of an organisation. It's basically about walking the talk. With some of my clients, I basically say, you know, let's actually build your organisation from the inside out. Let's not put lipstick on a pig. And so much of the time with advertising and spin, we're just putting lipstick on a pig to make it look beautiful. But when you actually walk into an organisation or you dig a little bit deeper, you start seeing that that marketing message is not actually as it is. So it's creating that beautiful relationship of transparency and authenticity right from the, you know, where, you know, the people are working, their day-to-day human resources, all the way through public relations, marketing, advertising. And it really starts and stops for me and the work I do with the C-suite of CEOs and the decision makers and the leadership of an organisation. So brand is in everything. You and I are a brand as far as I'm concerned. Anything that can be bought or sold, anything that can be produced, anything that has expression or communication is a brand.
So we're talking here about identity and values and what really makes a company a company or a person a person.
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay, so how do we think of ethical branding in terms of that, though?
Well, I mean, if you look at ethics, ethics asks the question. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to look at the subject of ethics, but from where I sit, and I believe that it actually asks the question, what should we do? That's what ethics does. It's what should I do? And that question can be asked of organisations. It can be asked of an individual. What should I do if? What should I do when? Now, when it comes to branding, what should we do about identity? Now, that's a personal question. It's an organisational question. It's a universal question that I think has been lost in translation. A lot of us are just flaffing around trying to work out, who am I? What am I doing? And what should I do about it?
Yeah, it seems that it's really important to have the question of values when it comes to branding. Mm. So what kinds of values? Because clearly if we're all just floating around, not really holding ourselves accountable to one particular belief system or whatever, or ideology, then everything's up for, like, everything's fair game, right? Everything's up in the air in terms of values. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I believe everything is personal. Personal responsibility, institutional belief systems and structures and values have dominated for a really long time. And we've moved out of that space where it's actually all about what I believe as an individual. Now, that creates a lot of problems because what you determine as good, I might determine as bad. And it creates this chaotic moral landscape in a lot of ways. But I actually think that's a really inspiring thing. If we all start taking responsibility and stop being told what to do, but actually start to really look inside ourselves and think, what is it that I truly believe? Who am I? Why am I here? What am I here to achieve and do and be? Then I think that's a really exciting space. I love it. I love the fact that values and personal values can, you know, can cause a person to do absolute greatness. On the flip side, can cause a person to build absolute chaos. So, you know, it's all about what we actually inspire in people around us and through this, positive values.
Yeah, and this idea of taking responsibility is a fascinating one. We'll talk about this more in later sessions as well, but the idea of corporations taking responsibility for their actions in the world, is that central also to this idea of ethical branding? So people making a stand on what they believe in and choosing to act in harmony with that.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that the key player in all of that is our values. My consultancy works primarily around values and building values-driven brands. Not value-driven brands, values-driven brands. And I think that it really gets down to the crux of how we take responsibility. What are we taking responsibility for? What is it that we even believe? I think it's absolutely key for anyone, for any decision maker, for any decisions that we make. Values are imperative.
Fantastic. We'll keep talking about this in a later session. Thank you for joining us, and please join us again.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.